Harper Audio presents My Journey with Farah by Alana Stewart, read by Deanna Hurst. Copyright 2009 by Alana Stewart. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. A note from the author. When Farah and I were on one of our early trips to Germany getting her cancer treatment, I went to this little gift shop, the Summer House. I bought a book written in German about two friends, and I gave it to her back at the clinic. We flipped through it. Neither of us could understand a word of German, but we got the gist of it. It was about two women and their journey of friendship. Farah turned to me and said, "You know, you should do a book like this, about us." I didn't think much more about it at the time, but I never forgot it. When the opportunity to do this book was actually presented to me, I had to think long and hard about it. In fact, I agonized over the decision. During the past two or more years that Farah and I had been on this journey together, I'd protected her like a mother lioness guards her cub. Now, was I doing the right thing by sharing many of our private moments? Even though Farah had originally encouraged me to write this book, her health took a turn for the worse, and I can no longer seek her input. So I turned to Ryan for his advice. He was positive and supportive. "You have to do it," he said emphatically. "There will be lots of people writing books about her. Yours will be the truth, and it will be a wonderful tribute to her. You have to do it." He was extremely reassuring. Now I feel comfortable with my decision, that it will honor Farah in the way that Ryan and I both envisioned. I know this book would have made her proud. My dream was that, by the time this book was out, she'd be better and I could present her with the first copy of it. Sadly, that won't happen now. I prayed and meditated and asked God to show me the highest sense of right. What I got was that this was my gift to others, to share through my eyes the incredible courage and spirit of Farah. I hoped I could, perhaps, give some support and encouragement not only to people fighting a disease, but also to those loved ones and friends walking the path with them. I had never experienced anything like this before, and there were many times I felt inadequate and frightened. I'm sure this must be a common feeling. These entries are a tribute to the value of friendship, whether it's helping a friend who's fighting cancer or any other challenge. By putting myself aside temporarily and being there for someone I loved, I learned a wealth of spiritual and life lessons that changed me forever. One of the most important, and perhaps the most powerful, spiritual teachings in the world is selflessness, something that wasn't at the top of my to-do list. Doing something kind for another person can transform you in unimaginable ways. I will always be grateful to my beautiful friend Farah for allowing me to travel this journey with her. What started out as my gift to her became her gift to me. Introduction. Men come and go. God knows they certainly have in my life, but girlfriends are forever. I have a lot of girlfriends, but only a few very, very close ones. And in the middle of that select circle, I considered Farah Fawcett to be my soul sister. We would have done anything for each other, but I never anticipated that our lives would become intertwined in the way that they did. I never imagined I would walk this path with her. The first time I laid eyes on Farah was in the 1970s. We hadn't formally met yet, but I spotted her on a commercial audition and thought she was absolutely beautiful. She later told me she thought the same about me. We both arrived in LA around the same time. She came straight from Corpus Christi, Texas, and I had been modeling in New York and Paris. We kept bumping into each other at these casting calls, and at first our friendship was casual. A smile.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?